Blog Talk Radio. was talking to one of my real good buddies. Officer's candidate course together. I just really feel bad about the fact that you guys were there and I wasn't there for you, you know, to help you and everything. And I kind of feel like,
actually on the show talking, right?
Yeah.
I thought you said you didn't have any guests.
Bob, you're on mute. You're on mute, Bob.
You can shut that off.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I got to press something. Bob, can you go off and come back on?
I think what it is.
All right, good. So that's the screen I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a yeah, I was like, were you using me?
No.
Okay. I understand. Okay, can you still hear me? We could. All right. So thank you so much, Mr. Professionals. You guys, I can listen to Vietnam stories all day and war stories. So what's played into the news? The president gets arrested and on bogus charges, of course, and I'm sure it's a big spectacle everywhere. I want your thoughts on that. Let's see, wait.
Hey, Kevin, I haven't watched any news or anything since about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay.
I went out to the grocery store. I came back. I did laundry. You know, I'm just an old guy trying to get by, and I end up talking to my brother in Phoenix for about an hour and a half. He's a Vietnam era vet, too, you know.
Oh, wow.
American Legion guy. So I have no idea at this stage. I guess the question is, the grand jury was going to
let's try again.
Nothing yet. I heard the latest I heard was it was probably they're going to hand down their judgment tomorrow.
I got it. Can you hear that?
There's two of you.
Yeah, I hear an echo when you talk. Can you hear that with me too?
No.
I don't hear an echo.
Okay,
try that. You can.
All we do is just sit here and smile and look pretty.
Yeah.
Right. Can you hear an echo still?
Kevin, his audio is muted.
Bob, you're on, right? Can you hear me, Bob? Okay.
Now the first day, but still have to.
Right.
If it happens.
Yeah.
You know, there's someone that I did not begin, so I don't know how it is, but someone posted about Bill Clinton had office $350 million on the person.
Right.
And nothing happened to him if that is in fact true.
Right. I'm going to kick this off. Okay, you guys see? You didn't see that.
Now we hear you.
Okay.
Now we hear you.
Great.
Now we don't.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I got it now. We're good. All right. Welcome to the show. I'm going to try to get rid of this guy right here. Remove. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. This is...
Twin brother there, but you're looking good.
This is from another computer. You see me up there. That's why it's kind of like I really have to bring this over like this. There we go. But still. So I don't know what's going on. I had it working yesterday and the day before. It was fine. So
it must be
the Russians, right?
It's those balloons,
she said. She's right.
Interference.
So you want to hear some crazy stuff?
Go ahead.
Okay, two people escaped from jail and went to IHOP, okay? And guess what? Somebody reported them. They were both arrested. They went like a block away from this prison, okay? How dumb is that?
Yeah.
Maybe they just wanted a good meal. And then,
yeah,
they were looking for some good pancakes or something, huh?
So
where was that at?
Where'd they get the money from? You don't have money in prison when you're escaped.
They didn't care if they didn't pay. They're already
right.
You know where this was?
Yes. This was in Newport News. You've probably been there before, both of you.
Yeah.
But I used to live there as a kid, as a military brat.
Yeah, Tidewater.
Yeah. And, yeah, I find that to be, well, yeah, it is Virginia, though, you know. I'm not putting down Virginia, but when I lived there, it was a pretty trashy town, and it still is. So, I mean, I wouldn't even imagine why anybody would do that. Anyway, just to lighten up the mood here, because everything else is bad, right? All the news we hear today, taxes are going up, banks are crashing, buy your silver, buy your gold. If you don't have any, you can get the silver pretty cheap. The gold is still ridiculously expensive, but grow your own food. Get your food fresh, you know, and all that stuff. I encourage people to be independent. Stock your food up. Go to the store, buy all these things, and you hope they expire. That's all I'm going to say. You hope the food expires where you can eat it, because that's a good sign, because you're going to be on your own. And I have a sheet here, but if you guys want to continue talking about what you're talking about, Disney is going to have an LGBT conference, and they haven't learned yet because it doesn't work. Nobody wants to see that, right? People are complaining. I want to hear your thoughts on that. I know it's not important.
I'm not sure what's happening with Disney in Florida, but apparently DeSantis won, and it's DeSantis won, Disney zero.
Right. That's true. I like it. I like that.
Yep.
That is so true. But yeah, he's the hero, right? He's all the right things. Although I'm not really sure what his real goal is, because as other people have stated before, DeSantis wasn't really in the military. He was an attorney in the military. So, and I hear people say that, and I kind of agree, because you're not really, you're professional. You're in a different level. But he was in the Navy, so I'll give that to him. I mean, that takes a lot to do something like that, but they don't follow the same rules everybody else does. They give him a uniform, and hey, you're an attorney.
You just know like a minute.
Yeah.
Like a minute.
You know, in the Marine Corps, and I don't know if all your listeners would know this, but the Marine Corps does not have a medical corps.
Really?
Or a chaplain corps. You know, we're dependent on the Navy for all that because
it's the
Navy. Right. The Marine Corps is a department of the Navy, which we always say, yes, we're the best department, you know.
Right.
But anyway, in order for the military to function, we need all the people playing all these various roles. Every one's critical. Every one's important. You have to have study. You have to have legal. You have to have medical. You have to have the chaplain. You have to have guys in the Marines that can shoot guns. You got to have the guys in the Marines that can fly airplanes. And the Army, you need guys to do all sorts of stuff. Infantry, airborne, special forces, all these things all work together, all function together to make us the superior military power we are. Sadly, we've now become the greatest woke force in the world instead of the greatest fighting force in the world.
Yep.
That bothers me.
Yeah, it's very concerning to me as well.
Yeah, you're afraid to say anything out in public because someone will, you know, tell you that you're against them or against their principles or whatever.
And until you get to be 87 like me, and then you finally figure, I don't know how many more days I'm going to last, so it doesn't make any difference. I don't take anything from anybody anymore. I mean, I don't like everybody, but if somebody says anything,
right,
I ain't backing down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think we all got that kind of attitude, you know, where, you know, you realize what really counts and what doesn't, and you're just
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and the older you get, the less you really care what anybody else thinks about.
Right.
All you really care about is what your brothers think about.
Yeah.
I think Bob has been there for years, so, right?
But,
you don't really care what anybody thinks. He's got that chief makeup, you know, where he's running the whole show, and he needs results. We need results now. So I had to be that as a supervisor too. It's like, I know what the goal is. I don't care what you think or whatever. We got to get this done. That's the bottom line. You got to do that way. You got to do it that way. So I just got to the stream. That's how it's got to be. Okay. What happened here? Okay, you back? I'll just wait on that. Okay, here we go. Can you guys hear me? All right. Is it this one? Which mouse is it? Is this one? Okay, got it. I'm going to wait on that. Okay. Yeah, kind of lost its steam here. I think we're going to be on in a second. Here we go. Can you guys hear me? This is like annoying. This is so annoying.
Being a yes man or whatever, you know, just it never was that way.
Absolutely. Can you guys hear me now?
When I was on active duty, 58 through 62,
okay, I think what's going to happen.
Yeah. There wasn't that type of thing just wasn't going on, at least not wherever I was. And maybe in the other branches of the service, it was a little bit more, but in the Marine Corps, everything was just based on merit results oriented. And we didn't have any advisors or consultants or consolers or grievance people or anybody like that. You know, you just figured it out on your own.
Okay.
Yeah. You're back.
Yeah, yeah. Figured out. This is crazy,
yeah.
Guys. Okay, I got all these things like balancing like plates on a stick. Okay. I don't have this fixed. I thought I had it done and everything's perfect. So I think we're under attack. My other friends have shows have issues like this where we don't even go on. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening.
Well, whatever you do, don't touch anything, Kevin.
Okay.
It's really great like that.
I mean, things are like, see, look at this. I want to kick this guy out of the studio right here. Come on. It's me. It's my other me. Okay, why is this happening? I just want to kick this guy out of the studio.
Why do you have to do that?
Because
not anymore.
Me. Yeah. Yeah, this is the weirdest thing. I gotta kick this guy out. So
you just put him on.
I know it's not letting me do. Okay, let me try it here.
Oh, my goodness.
This is so nerve-wracking, isn't it, Carol?
It is. It's very nerve-wracking.
Okay. Stop.
No, don't worry about it. You're okay. Now it's back to where it's supposed to be.
There we go. Awesome.
Okay, I got a question.
Sure.
One thing I heard before I headed out to go grocery shopping.
There's the guy back.
Who shot two people after he was being talked to about being rowdy or something, from my understanding, and he shot two people and they're hunting for him. It was in Denver. It was at East Denver High School.
East Denver High School. My son lives kind of in Commerce City, which is out by the airport, which is northeast. So,
but last I heard, they one person well, there happened to be not this they didn't explain. There happened to be paramedics on the school campus at the time, and one of the people got shot pretty bad, and she's in surgery, or he's in surgery, and but with them being there, they're hoping that it comes out okay, and the other guy is in critical but stable condition. So, but that's all I heard on the news. Came on with you.
Sounds like Corman up, and they were there.
Yeah. But they just got rid of their SROs this year, and now they're, as of next week, they're going to be back on campus. You know, school resource officers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they got rid of them, but now everyone's saying why, you know, so.
Yeah, they're not taking care of the children or anything, or even the college students. They're just, they're out of control, and everybody does what they want. Did you know, okay, here in Dayton, Trotwood High School, the vice principal was arrested. It was on the news. Wait, like, what are you doing? How far do you have to go to be arrested as a vice principal? You know, you have a people look up to you, the kids and everything, and you have a serious job. So you see all this thing all the time. People are they're just not role models anymore like they used to be.
No. Well, society has changed, and there, you know, role models are drug addicts and, you know, musicians and
right.
things like that, a lot of, as opposed to, you know, what we had as role models.
Mm-hmm. You know, I realized that when I went to school, all my teachers were from the 50s. We had they have different values, but now, I mean, now the teachers are from, what, 20? Graduates 2019, 20 or whatever. No, I mean, yeah. They're graduating from college, you know, not that long ago, and they're all indoctrinated to do whatever you want to do with those heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're not allowed to have any discipline anyway, so that's out the window. So, you know, kids do what they want. Teachers let them do what they want. Schools don't want to get sued, so they let them do what they want.
Right. Okay, so that what I talked about, okay, here's the story. Trotwood High School, which is not that far from where my daughter lives, and I've been by the high school many times, and they are pretty good in football. Courtney Blake, assistant principal at Trotwood Madison High School, was arrested on March 14th, charges of engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. This is crazy. I mean, you never think, I've never heard anything like this before. He did not turn himself in and was arrested as part of an active investigation. I mean, what is he doing? Who is he? I don't know. But no information on his current status. You're going to let him back into school? Really? He has no chance, really. They want to respect his privacy and the privacy of everybody involved. So this is a big ring. This guy has to be a ring, right? So this is a developing story. That's all we know right now. But this is really scary because your kids could have been involved. You're letting that stuff go on in the school system. And it's so local. I mean, it's just crazy. You wouldn't think that would happen. But it has. This is how far we're going down because things are so, well, things are have gone so opposite of the way we're supposed to run. We've lost our way as far as moral pride, moral community. I would never think ever that this would happen. And I know kids that go there. So you just don't know. You don't know what's going on. So then we got, you know, so many other things happening. So what's the biggest thing? What's the biggest story you know of? First of all, I want to go to the drone, okay? Have you seen footage of the drone that they claim was, you know, American, from the footage from the Pentagon? Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Look carefully. There was three different passes. Now there's only two. So the first pass, everything was pulled. You could see the yellow stripes on the propeller. Then the second pass, the propellers are bent. The third pass, and the stripes are gone. The third pass, it's back to normal again. And I watched this video, and I'm like, over and over again. It's like, wait a minute. Now Lynn shows the first two scenes. So this is kind of weird. And a lot of people are saying this is fake. And they're actually pointing out what I was telling you guys about. I'm thinking, it doesn't even look real. It doesn't look like he's in the sky. This is what I'm wondering. If is this real or is propaganda? Other people are saying the same thing. This is like spreading around the media. So they cut the video. They cut the third scene out, the third pass. And it's highly suspect. I'm going to try to find that. I have not been able to see that after I saw it. So I kept playing over it. Wait a minute. That's not right. How does it straighten out? I even said it. I even told Carol. I said, hey, wait a minute. Look at this. She saw it. Right, Carolyn?
Yes.
She says yes. So I am very skeptical because it doesn't match up with the Russians that they said happened. So I'm kind of skeptical about this. And we have to win this war, right? We have to beat the Russians at any cost. And I'm trying to find out how fuel being dumped onto a prop can make the thing crash. Bob, you're an expert here. We're serious.
Well, the fuel, I said like last week, I think they were using the fuel to try and see if they could block the video cameras.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Right.
You know, or just up their avionics or whatever.
Yes.
So that's what I think the whole thing about fuel was about.
So, Bill, what are your thoughts?
We talked about this last week, and you kind of brought up some things that I hadn't really given a whole lot of thought to, because you talked about recovering the drone in the Black Sea, which I guess the Russians did. So did the Russians, were they looking to recover this to gain technology or figure out how to jam us? Or, you know, there must have been something behind this if this was intent, you know, the Russian armies or Russian Air Force's intent. Or was it just a couple of guys out there screwing off like, well, when I was in the Marine Corps, and we had guys that they, you know, we're running GCI intercepts, and the intercept would be over, and they'd say, hey, we're triple control. They'd say, hey, triple, we want to go off air for about 15 minutes, and we can watch them out there. You just see the blips. And they weren't going anyplace because all they were doing was what they call hassle, which in the movies they call dogfighting.
Yeah.
And that's what these guys like to do, and they just like to do crazy stuff. We had one pilot who was a Blue Angel.
Yeah.
He came to the Blue Angel, Marine Corps captain, and faced his tour with the Blue Angels. And they were doing close air support and trying to figure out how close they could get to the ground and everything like that. You know, like, I can get closer than you can get.
Right.
And they fly out over Kaneohe Bay, and this guy actually scrapes the tailpipe of an FAU in the water.
Yep. Yeah, that's...
And he's that low. And guess what? The commanding officer said, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm responsible for these airplanes. You ain't flying for me anymore. And the group CEO, who I knew real well, he said the same thing. You're not going to fly any airplanes in my air group anymore. You know, so this guy, he's out just for, you know, being a wise guy, you know, smart enough. Now, I don't know if the Russians are like that or if this is what it was. But at first I thought, could this be just a couple of rogue pilots who are out there screwing off, or is there really deep Russian intent on trying to find out what we're doing?
Do we know anything yet? My opinion, nobody is going to ever try to hit or come that close to another aircraft and take and risk their own lives. That's my opinion. And how does fuel bend props? It doesn't.
They said that they came so close that they clipped the props with the wing of one of the Russian MiGs.
That plane would have been on the ground. I don't think that's even possible. Okay, so I worked in the Afghanistan program. We dealt with these prop planes and these engines and everything, and I cannot even imagine. I mean, if you're going to hit it, it's probably going to be completely gone. I can't imagine it just bending. You know, the blades.
They just have to though. It won't take much. That's the speed they're going though, Kevin.
Yeah, but that has an impact on you too, on the aircraft, the other aircraft. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, one of the account that I read said that one of the Russian planes was damaged when it landed. Here's the thing. We're getting this from the Russians.
Yeah.
You know, are the Russians really?
Yeah. Are they going to tell you that? Are they going to tell you that? Are they going to tell us that?
And as far as, you talk about the photos, I don't know what to believe in photos anymore because
right.
They edit everything in Photoshop. Everything is, they say we're watching something and we don't know what we're watching.
Right.
I mean, it could be a G, what is
CGI.
It?
CGI?
Yeah. Pardon me. I'm an old guy. I don't
well.
All that high tech stuff. But anyway, I watch movies and my sense is off. That's computer generated. CGI.
Right.
Yeah.
If you watch the video, watch the video again. The plane does not shudder. The drone doesn't shudder, so it's like it never got hit. This is the controversy. Russians are saying they never hit it. U.S. says they did hit it, and then it's crazy. It's like if you hit the plane, that drone's gonna show the camera. It's gonna be all over the place.
Yeah. Well, if you hit a plane at those kind of speeds, it's probably gonna be end over end.
Yeah, right.
It's flight path. And one thing I think we all know, because we all have some experience in aviation, is when you get a couple of planes together, there's a lot of turbulence created.
Right.
I know for a fact that, we were talking about refueling and watching the guys, practicing refueling, first time they're doing it. And, man, they're all over the place. I mean, there's just so much turbulence. And guys flying wing, that's an art.
Yeah, I had three fighter pilots on my show, two of them from Toledo, by the way, Bob. So, and they were saying the hardest thing in the world to do is a flyby through a stadium because you're keeping your distance, there's turbulence, and you have to time it just right. And if you watch the videos of them in those flyby formations, they are it's just like refueling. Everybody has their own part of the wind. So you got to stabilize your aircraft and get it in there. So I totally agree with you. That's probably a hard thing to do coming along. And you can't predict what the other plane's going to do. So, yeah, if you've seen the in-flight refueling up close, you'll see all that stuff. Yes. Bob, you know all about that, too.
Well, I don't know all about that, but, yeah.
You've seen it, right?
I understand where it's coming from, especially, I heard it from the bus, B-52s.
Yeah.
How much air they push, up towards the tanker, and the tanker's trying to push back on them. And, the turbulence is pretty heavy from my understanding.
Yeah, my first one, actually were F-4s that I saw air refuel. I got on a ride up with the 121st, and we went over somewhere down south. It was 160 at the time. But there were F-4s, and I was like, this is so amazing. But I've seen F-16s and other stuff. It is not an easy task, and if you can't do it, then you have to abort and try it again, and then you got other planes waiting. The gas station in the sky is the challenge. Then sometimes they break off the nozzle into the jet, which is very dangerous. We had that happen recently with my program. So it's not something you can't just fly by something and not expect, because you don't know. You can't see the air, and that's the thing. That's a dangerous thing. If the Russians did do that for real, that's a dangerous proposition. That's something you don't want to do out in the middle of the ocean or wherever you are. But anyway. What do you guys think was the biggest story this week? Or maybe, even if you're not watching the news, Bob, what would you say?
Well, let's see. I had something until I got sidetracked. Now I can't remember.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
The Russia-China meeting.
Uh-huh.
Is what I was going to say. That Xi Jinping,
right.
Whatever his name is, Ping Pong, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, he wants to possibly broker some kind of a deal. And most of the people are saying what looks like, which possibility is they're going to broker a peace to sit down and talk to let Russia retool and rearm just like we used to do in Vietnam. That's the first thing that popped into my mind. anytime there was a ceasefire, all they did is rearm, you know?
Right. Yeah. Mr. Muckler, you got anything?
I've been watching this, and I go way back, you know, like I remember the 40s and 50s, and the Chinese under Mao Zedong and the Russians under Stalin, they were not buddies. I mean, they were really like next thing to war, you know, even though they're bordering countries, and there was never any love affair between those two countries. But now it appears that the current administration has kind of driven these guys together. It's kind of like the old Arabian thing, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know, and so now these guys are buddying up now, whether they trust each other, like each other, or, you know, want to take advantage of each other. Who knows? There's probably a lot of that. I'm sure that Putin is trying to get as much as he can from the Chinese, and Xi Jinping is probably trying to, work out the best for him. But in any case, now I'm hearing that Trump that called him, or I guess it was Bush, calling the Axis of Evil, Iran and Russia and North Korea, add China into that. And now, apparently, Iran and North Korea are buddying up with China and Russia. So are we creating something like what we had in the 1939 and World War II, where we've got the Germans and the Italians and the Japanese all together? Now, all of a sudden, you know, it does, and I guess what I'm saying is it doesn't look like we're going in the right direction on this. And it doesn't seem like our administration has any idea of how to handle it. And when we look at the cabinet we have, I mean, these people are just completely incompetent. I mean, we got this guy Blinken who, boy, I wouldn't want him to negotiate a traffic ticket for me, but Lloyd Austin is the Secretary of Defense, and they keep talking about how he is in constant communication with the head of the Red Army, and I'm thinking, since when do generals in our Army have these buddy-buddy conversations with the generals in the other armies? And let's face it, in China, they're not structured like the United States, where the Department of Defense reports to the president. The Chinese Red Army is like an authority all of their own. They're their own entity.
Right.
And they can do whatever they want. They run the manufacturing plants. They run everything in the country. And how much Xi Jinping has control over, he's a political head, how much he has control over the Red Army and the rest of the country, who knows? We don't know anything about that. And everything we hear, who do we believe? I don't know if I can believe Biden or Harris or Blinken or Austin or any of those people.
Right.
Now, China and Russia have the same ideology, so that's one of the reasons they're together. But like you said, they're more together against the United States. A common enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, you know, but Iran and all them, I think Iran will do whatever it takes. Iran will do whatever it takes for Iran to come out on top. You know, they'll join whoever and whatever, as long as it's against the infidels, you know.
Yeah. And so if Iran can furnish oil to China or North Korea or whoever, and they can end up with a lot of sophisticated technological weaponry or equipment or whatever it might be, they're going to do it because they're looking out for themselves. Obviously, they don't care what anybody in the world thinks about them. They're in it for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't sure if this is going to be a gang up thing. I think maybe she wants to create peace. Because guess what? We've already given him and Russia everything we should not have given them. And there's both of them, the Bidens are beholden to both of them. They both got something from them, and they've got the secret, you know, whatever the top secrets and the classifieds. The theory is they have it. China has all that stuff. They're making money. They don't want this to go too far. They know everything.
You're right. They make a lot of money off the United States, so
right.
They don't just buy off the hand and feed them. So
they would be nothing without us.
Okay, let's talk about money.
Yeah.
The Chinese, apparently, there's reports that they're having some very tough financial difficulties. They're in financial distress.
Oh, really? Wow.
But the Chinese would like to have their currency be the currency of the planet as opposed to the U.S. dollar. So if they can take over the planet economically and financially, that puts them as the number one power, and it reverts the United States back to almost like a third world country.
Right. I agree.
Because right now, you know, we're in control because of the almighty dollar. But if the almighty dollar doesn't exist anymore, I don't know. And another subject that this is really going way out in left field is digital currency. I'm not too much in favor of that, although I own some. I don't trust it.
Right.
You can't see it, feel it. That's what makes me skeptical.
It's imaginary. It's not on paper. It's no place. It just shows up on the website. When I click on the certain website, I can see that it's on there. That's the only place it exists. And I don't think I can buy anything with it. I don't have Bitcoin. I've got something called XRP.
XRP, yeah.
Nicknamed Ripper or Rip, whatever. And I think it's like 39 cents a unit right now. And I think I got about 1,600 units or something like that on the basis that, it's going to go up to $10,000 a unit, you know, and I'm going to be a multimillionaire or billionaire. But that's in my dreams. I reimagined that.
Hey, it's good to imagine, right? Imagination is good. So hope is hope. Hopium works every time. So, yeah, the financial collapse is upon us, and I understand there's going to be a lot more banks going under. But, you know, they're going to protect – they're protecting the people who are millionaires and billionaires, you know, and they're not taking the risk, and so this is not natural for our economy, for what America is all about. This is, you know, it's unfair. What do you guys think of that? I'm very disappointed.
Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to formulate here. Now, supposedly, you're echoing it.
Okay.
Yeah, you got another screen up. The brother's back.
I'm going to try this one now, so.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go again, though. Yeah. But anyways, I don't know what the deal is on the banks. You know, they give all the reasons for it.
Banks greed, you know, because they take your money and go out and, you know, spend it, borrow it, you know, spend it on other things. And if those things fail, the banks fail. But again, all I hear is what the news is telling me.
Right.
And how it all transpired, and I don't know enough about it to really believe who and what, you know. But I think more is coming.
Yeah. Well, what we heard about the Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, I guess it's known as, is that they only have one person in the entire bank structure, and that ain't banking.
Right.
So that makes you kind of wondering. Apparently, they're getting all these deposits from the tech companies because of where they're located in California. So now they've got all this free money, and they're out partying and smoking and everything else. And all of a sudden, you know, they're told by the government, well, you got to buy, treasuries. And now, all of a sudden, the interest rates go from zero, and they go up by half a basis point or whatever the heck they call it, point, half point, quarter point. All of a sudden, the interest rates are up to now, what, about 4.5%?
Right.
All that stuff that they bought is worthless, or not worthless, but they've lost a ton of money on it because they didn't have anybody that knew how to manage what they were doing, you know, and being able to handle all the stuff they got. You know, they just got it and they went out and partied, you know, and so now we're supposed to bail them out, and I'm 100% against bailouts of anything. Everybody bailout anybody, it's been a disaster for the country.
Yeah.
Let them fail and let them figure out, you know, how to work it out themselves rather than us bailing them out, because all that does is incentivize poor performance.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Incentivize poor performance. That really is on a roll.
That's awesome.
You know, I kind of agree with the FDIC to protect the people's money down here at the bottom, you know.
Yeah.
But what I understand, too, is all the banks that are helped trying to bail out these other banks, they're going to, you know, their rates are going to raise.
Simon, can you hear me?
Sure. Bob, can you hear me?
Yes. No,
okay, so there we go. Yeah, he's on mute.
What I was saying was, you know, everyone's going to raise rates to cover what they're paying to cover these other banks. And it's going to come back to us one way or another, you know.
Yeah.
They're
right.
Not doing it out of the kindness of their hearts, so to speak.
Yeah, because there's no responsibility. Okay, when you do stuff like that, give them a free pass. They're going to do it again and again because you owe them something or something else behind the scenes we don't know about. Because I know Janet Yellen was on the board of that bank and another bank, and so was other politicians. So they're helping out their own. They're not going to help you out, Bill, when Fifth Third or whatever bank you use goes under.
USA, yeah.
$250,000 is all you get, you know, that. If you're lucky. If, because a lot of people lost money on FTX.
Yeah, yeah.
But Tom Brady, he needs to play another 10 years to make up for that.
When he lost in Bitcoin? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like some crazy amount of 60 million. I can't remember what it was.
But then again, I can't follow back. I don't know. He doesn't look like he's hurting.
No. I mean, he's got a bunch of assets, but he's devastated. I mean, all these millionaires and everything. You put all your money in one, all your money in one basket, then that's shame on you, really.
I agree.
So.
I have enough to put in too many baskets.
Yeah, they got enough. They're good. So yeah, like, or retired chiefs, things like that. Just kidding. But anyway, we have. Let's see. So many things happening with our government. So. I think $5 trillion proposed for the next additional money. We're going to go up quite a bit from what our government is spending. And Janet Yellen tried to, this is Biden, so she's trying to justify.
I missed what you said at the beginning. We're going to go $5 trillion where?
$5 trillion more to the deficit. And they're saying that, you know, this is, you know, we're lowering the deficit, we're lowering this and that. But you're going to pay more money through taxes. They're taxing like crazy. They're going to tax people insanely. So that's what I don't. So, yeah, this is an issue. Can you hear me? What is going on here? This is really weird. So I don't know what's going on. Let's try this.
Okay.
Floods and the snow melt and just the snow in general. So it's something else going on. You back, Kev?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
It's just weird. This is a weird, weird show. I don't understand. But anyway, I'm probably going to let you go, and I'm going to go myself. Thanks for coming on. Great conversation. And I got to overhaul this for some reason. I understand what happened now, so I'm good.
Okay.
So we're having a kitchen remodeled and everything. So I think there's a power issue because my Wi-Fi is going out here and there.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to reboot that, and hopefully I'll be on a show tomorrow. Or no, Friday night I'll be on a show, and I'll test it out. I'm going to do a live. You're welcome to join me if you like. I'm going to do a live test.
What show is
that? The Rory Sauter Show.
Oh, okay.
I'll be on that on Friday, but I'm going to test it before. I'll probably test it tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
What time is it? Let me know.
It's probably going to be, might be 8 o'clock.
Central, I mean Eastern.
Eastern, yeah. Are you Eastern?
No.
Okay, you're Central.
47 miles.
Let's go for 9 o'clock Eastern, which is 8 o'clock your time.
Yeah.
I'll be back. I got something to do. It's been busy here. I love it, though. I love doing what I'm doing. So I know, I think I figured this out finally. I rebooted my computer and everything is fine. So,
okay.
And then I've got another computer. So, yeah, I'll let you go, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Well, next time.
Hey, guess what? Jimmy Cass is watching.
Hello?
Jimmy Cass?
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, God, man. This can't ask for a better guy than Jimmy Cass, right?
Oh, no. He's one in a million, isn't he?
Yes. He's excellent guy and hero. And I appreciate him serving, you know, overseas and doing all he did. The right thing for his family, and it worked out perfect for him. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, Connie, I said hi.
Me too. He says, doing good, thanks. I don't know if you can see the comments or not.
No, I can't.
Okay, so, yeah, Jimmy Cass is on. Lee Rhodes came on. Marianne. You remember Marianne, right? My daughter.
Marianne.
My oldest daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on a little bit. She does, she's a social influencer, and her husband's a traveling nurse. They've been all over.
Gotcha.
They've been all over different places in the country,
cool.
So they're doing really well. So anyway, I'll let you go.
All right,
figure this out. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Carolyn.
She left already. She left when it was good. But anyway, yeah, tell her you said bye. All right, bye. There you go. All right, so. All right, so it's just me. It's me by myself. This has been crazy. I'm going to figure this out, and I think I already have, so we'll see what happens. Tomorrow's going to be a test. We're going to go through this craziness, and thanks, Jimmy Cass. Where are you living now? Are you still up in the same area, Northwest Ohio, or did you move? You good? It's all about Ohio here. So I would love to have somebody from Eastern Ohio, from East, whatever that city is called, with the train wreck. I'd love to have somebody on, or somebody from Springfield with the train wreck, and see. I'd like to interview them, to have them on. But I am planning next week to have a black cowboy. And from, actually, he's from Texas. He lives, I think, in Wyoming. His name is Terry. That should be fascinating. He's an Oreo, too. He goes through the same struggles I used to go through, and he works for the government as well. So very fascinating. He's won a lot of rodeos and things like that, and he's always questioned about, you know, stereotyped person of your race and, you know, how that goes. And he will be, I'm hoping, next week, next Wednesday, our guest. That would be awesome. So I had a long conversation on the phone with him, and that's what I usually do. I like to talk to my guests before they come on, just to see where they're coming from and what we can talk about. We have a lot in common. We had a long conversation. So I want to have him as a guest. I also would love to have Lucretia Hughes on. She's a power-packed, dynamite podcaster. And I met her down at Rock the Red in 2020, along with Gene Ho and a whole bunch of other people. Then I want to get on Don Newman and Donna Fiducia. And I'm going to have my buddies on for that one, James Bostic. So we're all good friends. And next time we go to Georgia, I want to visit them at the ranch. They do a fantastic thing for Jay Sixers and everything. They're just good people. They're down to earth. I mean, I can call them and say, hey, what's going on? And it's fantastic. So I don't know if you guys know that Gene Ho is now the editor-in-chief of Georgia Magazine that JFK Jr. used to run. And we're supposed to do a project together. By the way, I'm looking into advertising. So just to keep you up to date, I have a few books here. We're gonna probably find some new authors, and I have my own book I need to put out. And one of them is Dwayne Schwingel, if he gets his book together. That's the guy who plays Uncle Sam, or he calls himself Uncle Jam, and he's always at the rallies, and he's more of a public figure than he thinks he is. And I'd love to publish his book for him. So we're going to do a lot of things this year. We're going to be on the move. We'll be editing and reviewing. And so if you have a book that you want me to look at, and we will definitely, you know, oh, bye. Bye, James. Okay, so Brownie Fox Publishing, you see the books in the background, and mine is over there, and all these other books. So we're going to actually, we're looking forward, if you write me, send a manuscript to browniefoxpublishing@gmail.com. We will look at it because we're looking to expand big time this year. And we want to, I know it's a dream for some people, and it was a dream for me, but I would love to have more things. And we're going to build our repertoire. So I think we're up to like 11 or 12 products, but we want to go more and more. We want to flood the market, and we want to do a massive marketing campaign. We're actually going to do a pre-launch, and I have some really good books that we're probably going to, or it looks like we're going to publish soon. So you'll get to see those, and we're going to do a pre-launch, and we're going to do this little peek here and there, and we're going to get your curiosity, and then we're going to release the books. When we release the books, it's going to be a blitz like crazy. You've seen on my page, Brownie Fox Publishing, that we've been doing a lot of things here. We've got a lot of ads. We got an influencer working. We're hiring people to do stuff like this. So and if you're interested in that kind of thing too, then we can talk, send me your resume, and you can do that form for taxes later on. So it's always taxes. And then we get you started, and you get a track record with a legit company who we care about our authors, we care about our books. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and we'll get into that right now. But feel free to see what we have to offer if you want to join us as an author, or if you know somebody who does, we'll be happy to look at it. Because this is this is, we need books. We need more books. So, and you know, I've only read so many. I'm working on my second one. It'll get there when I get done. I just need to sit down. No, the thing is, you got to sit down and just get it done. But you want to do it right. Then you send it to an editor, then the editor, then you go to another editor. Then next thing you know, you're putting the binding together and putting the artwork, and then you're, you know, pages, everything's formatted. And boom, guess what? There it is. So you get your ISBN, you market it, market it, market it, and then success. And everything takes a little work, a little hard work, because hard work pays off. And it has for me. And, you know, you just have to put your mind to it. You have to work hard. So if you want to be the next author sign on Granny Fox Publishing, go ahead, send us a line, grannyfoxpublishing@gmail.com. We'll review everything that's sent to us, and we'll say yay or nay, or we'll work with you to get you published. And to be a published author is great. I love it. I love doing this. You get to go to places to speak, and then it's just another world. But I encourage it. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something to say. And everybody has the ability to do that. Even if you're a terrible writer, I mean, things can be cleaned up, and you can work out with anybody. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to be a one-sided company. We want to have diversity. Isn't that funny? See the Oreo book and diversity? Yeah, that's what that's all about. Not really. Not really. Anyway, that's going to do it for the show tonight. We're going to see y'all later. Thank you for coming on. Thank you. Good night. God bless America. And later. All right, here we go. Okay.